Jonathan Scarametti to be Tennessee's next Attorney General. His conservative principles are unquestioned. By Hannah Blow on August 11, 2022. Conservative Jonathan Scarametti will become the next Attorney General in the state of Tennessee, replacing current Attorney General Herbert Slattery, marking another win for the conservative movement. The Tennessee Supreme Court selected Scarametti to replace Slattery beginning September 1, 2022. One of six candidates interviewed by the court, Scarametti served as the Chief Deputy Attorney General in the Attorney General's office until 2021. According to TN Courts, Scarametti managed approximately 160 attorneys in 15 litigating divisions and served as a negotiator in the $26 billion multi-state opioid settlement. He has since served as Chief Counsel to the state's Republican Governor Bill Lee. Chief Justice Roger A. Page spoke highly of Scarametti, explaining that he believes he has the breadth of experience and vision necessary to lead the Attorney General's office for the next 8 years. He is an accomplished attorney with a deep understanding of Tennessee government and our judicial system, Page added. Top state officials also praised the court's choice. Governor Lee described Scarametti as someone with a brilliant legal mind with vast experience at the state and federal levels. And he's one of the finest public servants I know. Tennesseans will be well represented by their next Attorney General, Lee said. Lieutenant Governor Randy McNally, R., echoed those sentiments, making it clear that the next Attorney General's conservative principles are unquestioned. State Representative William Lamberth, R., also called the decision a fantastic choice by the TN Supreme Court. In a statement, Scarametti said he considers it a privilege to continue serving the people of Tennessee as their Attorney General and reporter. I look forward to working with the dedicated public servants at the Attorney General's office to represent all three branches of Tennessee's government, he said in a statement. I thank the Supreme Court for entrusting me with this responsibility and General Herbert Slattery for his 8 years of distinguished leadership.